In June, a Connecticut-based group called Environment and Human Health received a grant to fund a study of the chemical compounds in ground-up rubber tires called crumb rubber. The material is increasingly used in place of wood chips or other protective coverings in playgrounds and as the backing for artificial turf, which is now widely used on high school, college, and professional athletic fields. The study raised grave concerns, both for the hazardous chemicals found in the rubber and other compounds that have not yet been identified. Back in 2005, the Environmental Protection Agency indicated that 37 million rubber tires had been transformed into crumb rubber for various uses out of the 290 million scrap tires that otherwise littered the landscape or were dumped into tire ponds, attracting mosquitoes and rats. Today, according to the EPA, 80% of scrap tires are now repurposed, mainly as fuel in highway projects or as crumb rubber for various uses. Neither the EPA nor any state health departments have raised the alarm about crumb rubber's potential hazards. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Gabori Benoit, a chemist and professor at the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies, who talks about the toxic materials he's found in crumb rubber and explains why he's concerned.
There's concern because ground tires are being used in a number of places where a lot of people are exposed to them, and especially younger people. So kids' playgrounds and athletic fields are getting thousands and thousands of these chopped up tires. And we know that there's a lot of undesirable toxic substances that go into the manufacture of the tires. And the question is, can any of those be extracted? And is there a risk the population's being exposed to them? The procedure that we used extracted close to 100 different organic compounds, and we don't ourselves do testing of their chemical nature, but that's already been done in a number of different studies. And what we found was that a large number of them are classified either as carcinogenic or as irritants of some kind, including respiratory irritants, and those are ones that can be harmful to folks with asthma. Although many of the compounds have been tested for their toxicity, many have not, surprisingly. And so on those, we simply have to say that we're not sure what the effects might be, but at least a large subset of them have been measured and have been shown to be either carcinogenic or irritating.
I recently saw a memo from the Environmental Protection Agency published in 2007 that was promoting recycling of tires as a positive for the environment. It actually specifically mentioned use of ground rubber, or what's called crumb rubber, in playgrounds, playing fields, and as garden mulch. Do you know if that's still happening?
As far as I know, they are continuing to promote it, and they do have a serious problem on their hands because there are, I forget the exact numbers, but there's millions of tires which go to waste every year. I think I recently saw that something like 80% of them are being recycled in some way, and that may seem like a good thing until you realize that these recycled uses are not permanent. So let's say you do put it into an athletic field. After a number of years, it physically just starts to degrade, and it has to be removed. And all of that material is not being recycled again. It's just being discarded. And so you're moving it from being discarding tires to discarding recycled tires. So you're not really getting rid of the problem by this recycling.
Are there any warning labels on crumb rubber that's sold for home or school or community use?
Several of the samples that we tested, we just went to the local big box hardware lumber yard and just bought bags of this stuff. The bags don't have a lot of information on them, except I think in some cases they kind of trumpeted the fact that they were sort of helping the environment by recycling tires, but there were no warnings whatever. And that surprised me a little bit, but I have no idea what the regulations are in regard to something like that. But no, there's no warning, nothing about exposure for children or, you know, and it's sold kind of as mulch. And, of course, then there's also a risk, depending on where you put it, that the stuff is leaching out and getting into garden crops that people might have.
Gabri Benoit, I recently took my three-year-old granddaughter to one of these places where kids can pretend to be doctors or policemen or farmers. And there was a box in the farmyard filled with crumb rubber, as if it was soil to plant plastic vegetables in. I spoke to the CEO there, and she said the crumb rubber is washed first, so she didn't think it was hazardous.
Well, I'm not sure how they're cleaning them. I suspect it's probably washing them with surfactants, which will indeed remove stuff from their surface, because if you think about a tire, If you were to go out and pick up a used tire, your hands would be covered with all sorts of stuff, and they'd be black, and you can get rid of that stuff because you obviously don't want your kids playing in some kind of a sandbox and coming out looking like they're covered with dirt. However, that superficial dirt is only going to be there temporarily, and when you wash them, you're not washing the interior of the material, and stuff can get out of it. We are not at that point yet, but we'll be doing measurements, and others have done this in the past, where we look at the gases that come off of the tire. You mentioned that they stink, and in fact, that's just our nose being able to detect some subset of the compounds that come out, and we're going to be able to identify those and quantify them. So washing is a first minimum step that you'd want to take, but in this stuff, the kids are going to be playing right in it, and I don't know if you know, there's a condition called pica that a lot of kids have where they will ingest stuff that's really not food, and so kids are known to eat dirt, and I'm sure they're going to be eating some of this stuff as well, which is, that's really terrible. I don't care if it's washed or not. I don't think people want their kids eating ground-up tires.
That was Gabory Benoit, a chemist and professor at the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. For more information on the hazardous materials found in crumb rubber, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.